Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll get to the World Series last night. Yankees fans are special.
Aggressive.
Aggressive is a good word for it.
Can't question the commitment to winning, though, Jones.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, they're gonna D you up.
They're into it.
In the words of one of the fans. If you're not sure what we're talking about, we'll fill in the gaps coming up. I was reminded watching the comeback on Netflix, though.
Oh, these Yankee fans are something else.
How awful they are. So we'll do that. A couple of texts, 37937. Pumpkin seeds are a great source for magnesium, zinc.
Yeah, you need that.
And antioxidants. I guess those are three different things.
Zinc it up.
Magnesium, zinc, and antioxidants.
Three of the biggest things you need in your daily diet.
Great for blood sugar control.
Nice.
And the prostate.
Sure.
Nice.
I'm going to need a lot more pumpkin seeds.
There's also this. The Patriots took calls on Tyquan Thornton. Why more than one? That's a missed opportunity.
That's
good
seriously.
Point. So you get the first one, you're like, done.
Do you guys want
whatever you want, done.
Tyquan Thornton? Trades. Well, it actually segues very nicely into what we're going to talk about, these trade talks.
It does indeed, Keith. So I asked before.
Yeah.
I need some help with fantasy etiquette here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was approached about a trade.
Okay. You were contacted.
I was contacted by this individual.
And the great thing about fantasy is we all get to be GM.
Yeah. Right?
It's a lifelong dream of all of ours to be a GM, and we're all GM. It's very important to all of us, mostly football. I've kind of phased out of the other sports. I used to play all of them. Now it's just football.
I have the one fantasy football squad. That's all I have.
It's my life. It's like a part-time job.
Well, that and betting.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it fills in the gaps.
Another helpful thing.
Well, I'm ignoring being a parent in my professional life.
Correct.
These are things that I do. And so the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEI, is already saying, oh, Jones, I bet you're offering terrible trades. I was approached about this trade.
Got it.
Okay.
So you are incorrect.
I'm still in the early stages of evaluating options, but I'm curious if a package around a player on his team would get me a player on your team.
So this is a very formal email that he sent you?
It's an email.
An email.
Yeah, this is not one of my...
Not text?
Well, it's not one of my good friends in the league. It's somebody who's in the league. I've made trades with this individual before. Let me tell you.
An acquaintance?
Yes.
Do you have
a football acquaintance? I don't.
You might not even. Okay.
I'll be honest. I don't think I do.
So email is the way you guys are going to.
Okay. So, and I've worked out trades with this individual before.
Yep.
And it was a bit like this. It was a lot of back and forth.
So how much back and forth?
Okay.
I already don't like this.
How many email chains do you want, Keith?
What?
I'm going to tell you right now. I had to restart an email chain. The first email chain was 40 emails.
Too many emails. Way too many emails. Are you going to make the trade or not? How many players do you guys even have on your team? How many different possibilities could there be?
13 plus IR spots.
And so there's a handful of guys you're not going to trade.
Okay, 40 emails. That was email chain number one. This is getting out of control. Let me start over again. Let's focus. Let's get down to brass tacks.
40 for you to say this is getting out of control?
Yeah. That's like 35 too many.
Okay. I said, let's get down to brass.
Too many.
Are we talking? Or are we talking here? Let me start over again. Second email chain.
How much?
70.
Now, come on.
9.
What a waste of your life.
Emails.
No, and I love fantasy football as much
as you realize you guys aren't real general managers, right?
Yeah. Well, no, Billy, don't say that.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, I get
that the first word is fantasy.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think I'm working harder than Elliot Wolf. I guarantee I am.
Yeah, you definitely have a better roster.
Kay.
Between the five of us, have there been 100 and whatever show texts in our group chat?
Yeah, no chance. Nope. No, nope. I've corresponded with this individual way more than you guys.
So, first of all, I'll say this about the trade etiquette. I do appreciate the reaching out and the talking rather than you get an email and it's like you have a trade proposal.
Those are the worst.
There's no words around it. Your three best players for their three worst players.
What are the odds? Put a percentage on the amount of trades, whether you've been offered or sent, where it's just out of the blue.
5%.
A trade offer. I think that's too high. Too high.
I think in the history of the league, I think some people are just like, whatever.
5%, I get a trade offer and I click accept. Yeah. Never.
Okay, maybe
or I send one and it gets accepted. 1% of
the time. So I like that.
It starts the conversation, though.
So what I hate.
That's
true. I did it yesterday.
So I don't
hammered out a trade in like 6 minutes.
Look at that. Take a look.
We did not have 120
emails. Let me tell you, you're about 130 emails too short. By the way, I sent another one in a 30 email chain this morning just to get the ball rolling.
You're not going to get this player. Knock it off. Move on from this guy.
You don't know that.
Nah, it's too
you
much.
Don't know
You've
that,
already
Keith.
Invested too much. It's already going to be a net loss.
You're retired before the decision.
There's a lot of flirting going on here.
It's too much flirting.
There's got to be a trade in there, right?
Yeah.
Why is there so much emailing if there's not a trade in there?
So I don't know about all the different minutiae and the back and forth that you guys have gotten into, but that's way too many. Now, one thing that drives me nuts, besides just sort of the throw it out there trade, which never looks right, I hate the trade that leads with, well, you need a quarterback and your second running back. Like, I don't want you to insult my team
first.
I
want the record to show I was approached about this.
No, I know you
were. I did not reach out about this.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So there's that one. Like, hey, this is a win-win, or this actually helps your team more. I saw somebody in the Twitch chat say that. They're like, this is actually a good trade for you. Don't tell me about my team. Don't tell me about my team at all. The best way to start a trade thing
I know
like,
my team.
Be like, hey, would you be willing to trade player X and maybe Y?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's what he did, except then you need to actually be interested. So don't reach out like, to me yes. and be like, would you do this?
So that's outrageous.
Yeah.
And I think you should have been able to sniff that out way before 120 emails.
It's. I will say this. I think it's a good trade for me, which is why I pursued it so much. But I was approached in the first place.
I don't think it's worth the sweat equity that is going into this trade right now.
That's why I have two fantasy rings over here.
I think most like similar to Twitter. Like on Twitter with people like I'll go back maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
The total thread is going to be 4 or 5 tweets max. If at that point we don't see eye to eye or whatever, like it's done. And same with these emails. If I want a player and you say, yes, this player's tradable, I'm like, do you want any of these players? And he's like, yes. I'm like, all right, then the deal's done.
Yeah.
And if it's not, I'm moving on to somebody else.
Got it.
You got to get out of there. That's way too many. It's gross.
I sent one this morning. I'll keep you posted on how
no,
it works.
No, I don't want to
so
know
we're,
anymore.
We're all in agreement. That's too much.
Much too much.
So, like, you send one, you get one back. The deal's done. It's not done. I'm in too deep.
Yes. Okay. Now he's playing you.
But how?
He's playing you right
but
now.
But why?
I don't know. Maybe
what's
he's bored.
His purpose? He reached out to me.
Maybe
what's
he has an awful job or something.
This
maybe
is what I don't get. Like,
maybe his wife left him.
I don't know. Who knows? Don't think he's married. Maybe this explains
that
something.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. He's probably stringing everybody in the league around just to make emails. Hey, look. Look all the emails I got
today. Hey, guys.
Yeah, he just wants to see the notification on his phone light up.
Maybe. Ding. It may be that. I like this. 37937. I'm not above threatening someone's spouse to get a trade done. I'm talking to you, Todd. Justin Jefferson or else.
Yeah. All right. Taking it to here.
If he had a spouse, maybe I would do that.
No. I probably only execute like a trade or two every like other year.
Yeah, I don't make trades every year. Yeah, well, that's because you send one email, Keith, and you're done. That's why you don't get any trades done.
I usually have pretty good teams.
You're not working hard
not
enough
this
over
year.
There.
Yeah. Not this year. Maybe I should make a trade.
You need to send a few more emails.
I like my team, though. I like my team.
I actually do kind of like your roster.
I like my roster's good. The results just aren't there.
All right, so fantasy etiquette, I've gone way too far. I'm not going to get the trade done.
Yeah, I think it's way too much. Now, I think email is a little bit more palpable than like if you got 120 texts with this person, that'd be insane. Because you can wait, check your email.
They're short emails. They're not like paragraph emails. They're short emails. Like a text, but I don't have the guy's number.
I think it's too much.
Okay.
Yeah, so an email 90, you didn't say what's your phone number? That would have been a good one.
I did think about that.
Yeah.
Roba 2383 in the Twitch chat. I've made 4 trades, 0 emails.
There you go. Get off the email.
So that's just all blind offers? That's not how you work out a trade.
Maybe a text.
That sounds like you're in like a public league. You're in a public league and you have no friends. That's what that is.
Bots are running the other teams.
That's a public league.
You're playing AI. Yeah, they accept all trade offers.
You're in a league with not real people.
Like, approved.
If you made 4 trades that way, that's not a real thing.
Yeah, he clicks the forced trade button.
Yeah, forced trade. It's like he's playing Madden.
Exactly.
Do whatever trade I want.
You can weigh in on this, 37937. You can also dial us up, 617-779-7937. Who's the crazy one, me or this other individual in my league? Speaking of crazy, Yankees fans last night, game 4 of the World Series, ripping the baseball away from Mookie Betts. We'll get to that next.